indicator tool that Howard Sarkin used, and while filling out the chart, notice that an 86-pound horse was 25. So it's not exactly a useless tool. The presentation could be cleaned up a little bit here, but yesterday we had a man get very highly incensed at the fact that Howard's manuals are not always clearly written. Now, I know no one in this class had ever found any confusion whatsoever, say, in reading the Phase 3 manual, or in reading this. It's just clear. But this gentleman yesterday did have a little confusion. And the thing I would like to point out to him, and to anyone else who thinks, well, it's too confusing, it's too this, it's too that, why don't you rewrite it? I have people call me all the time and say, your beginner's manual is wonderful. Why doesn't he write the whole thing like that? Well, the beginner's manual has taught maybe three people the handicap. The Phase 3 of the manual has taught 700. So who's ahead of the game? You can't knock success. The Powers approach is a little confusing, and it does make you dig. What he does is he gives you 8 different looks at this chart, 3 of which are wrong. If you'll sit down and spend 2 or 3 hours finding mistakes, figuring out how to use it, and then use it a few times, you'll learn a hell of a lot more than if I or someone else sat down and said, okay, step one is bing, 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 and just walk you right through the thing. You look at it and say, eh, I don't know. I'll try it one race. It didn't tell me anything. Forget it. You have to struggle with that. Howard Pomlane swears up and down he does it intentionally.
Looks like 45.
He'll rescue 46. This chart yet.
No, that's right.
Well, we will clean this up and get an article in.
This becomes 46. This is where 45 would be. We use 44 and 4 for some reason. And this is where 44 is.
44 and 4 is that 4 is it?
Yeah, he shouldn't have put 44 and 4.
That was dumb. I should have put 45 and 45 on it, and everybody would have been happy.
Then everyone would have been on the same page. We wouldn't have had this wonderful discussion.
But think how much you've learned from discovering my mistakes.
There is none. Every Sunday, think how much fun when you find the other mistakes will be. Howard Bowl, brought a bowl. Howard, I found another one. Oh, you can have a lot of fun. Come on, go. He loves it.
Where did that total energy come from?
God knows.
What
page do you want?
Anything you want.
Total energy. You made the formula. You use final time as total energy if you want.
Total energy, that would be...
This case, it was final time.
57, on which page do you want?
5788.
Oh, on page 20? That looks like probably you ran that through the energy gut day.
No, I just did final time both in every case. What I was trying to demonstrate here...
That horse didn't run 5788 final time.
Did he? What did he run?
I don't know, but it ran that fast.
Maybe it's not final time. How long was the race?
Did the 6 go on this one? Well, maybe he did. He ran it 107.4, beating 3.75.
5840 less beaten length, so it's 57 final time.
Okay, it's final time. That horse was picking them up and putting them down.
What we're trying to tell you is using this chart, you can do any damn thing you want, as long as the picture it draws tells you that the horse doesn't belong or does belong or is accelerating against a very, very fast. Look at the pace he ran against, guys. 58 something, 107 something.
Yeah. Any horse that can run against a 107 at anything is a horse that can let a horse beaten 3 lengths against a 107 and 4 pay $86?
Okay, and the salient point is here that you're looking at a sprinter who's trying for a route because his he's very fast.
Ignore this one, which is the line without this is the line you look at. And this line should just say, bing, 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 here, something's wrong, something, this horse needs a closer look. Even if it comes up third on your numbers somehow. No matter what program you use, this horse is crying for a good The red one. Probably the other one you can see. This red one. And that's using the beaten lengths
with this code right up here.
Oh, I see.
Multiplying the beaten lengths and the lengths gained, or getting it gained some in the third fraction.
Well, he's making his mark according to the code. I'm making the mark according to its actual fractions and then putting the code in down here. I think the way he's doing it is harder. A lot of people will lose ground.
I much prefer putting them in raw. That's how I would. Yeah. That's the only way I would.
Down here is where you want to put. That's what this space is for. Down here is where you want to put your numbers. Putting your numbers down there was what separated Bailey Bucks as the place horse in that one of the charts.
If you took this Ann O'Connor, who I happen to have that name, if you take the Ann O'Connor...
You did without all this nonsense, did you?
I took him off a little different reason. I happen to play her all the time. Anyhow, if you took this horse and made the distance corrections, you know, put the two-fifths and the two-fifths and then take off those points for the half-furlongs and then to take the track record thing, and you didn't have to go any further than that. You didn't have to go. If you want to see what that horse is at a mile and an eighth, you better look at that. But that horse shattered everything, and that was off the turf, so I could even make it a little faster on the turf. Go back to the 6.5 furlong, the good race, and you don't even have, you don't have to go any further. That was, ask George, here's my man. That was the California call. Was that Ann O'Connor or not? Yeah. But it's right there in the matchup book. It tells
sure
you.
Sure it is, but it, a lot of this is designed purely for people who
there are people
have to
that,
see.
That read that there are people that read the matchup and said, got it, and took off running. Some of them are right here in the room. Some of them are handicapping with nothing but the matchup. And they love it. Other people read it and it doesn't make sense to them. I fought the matchup for months. And I had the advantage of seeing Jimmy Bradshaw 3 or 4 times at that time and sitting down and saying, Jim, you got to show me. And I could just see him thinking, damn Yankees, anyhow. I showed him this last time. And he patiently showed it to me again. If I'd had something like this, it might have been the breakthrough. As I say, it's not for everyone. It's one more tool in your arsenal. Give it a shot. You want to go on and show him how to walk?
Yeah.
Which horses you should put in. Now, assume that you have, go to page 24. That's the most complete chart. There are four horses on that. And I think we all could eyeball this.
Yeah.
And the class came up with this horse and this horse. There's a two that are crying out to go into the computer. Fast and French. But let's assume you had 8 or 9 horses on your route. I was going to show you which one on your chart, which one you put in.
Okay, this all involves around your comprehensive use of ESP. If you will do two things, any of you guys are not winning, tell me if you do these things. You clearly designate ESP. You clearly designate your pluses and your zeros and your pluses within a zero to get paid. You must put in the horse that runs the best early, the longest. In other words, who extends his potential lead from the fractions the longest. The early horse, it doesn't die after one fraction, but continues sometimes to the stretch. The longer the better. That horse must be in your computer. Even if you say to yourself, he's not going to win today, you will not get a proper analysis of the race unless you've got him in, because otherwise you'll see a horse that's not setting the pace as your pace setter. He should be in there. Does anybody need a definition of what is the best early pace horse who extends his advantage the longest? So a horse with the best 2 first fractions. With the least decline to the stretch call. Now, it might be a wire-to-wire horse. That's the ultimate. That's your really best early. It goes wire-to-wire. But the one who extends it to the stretch call is preferable to the one who always spits it up by the second call. That horse must be in. The one who is early the longest. Maintains an ability to lead the longest. Just by eyeball scan. Computer will tell you whether it's qualified. Now, which horse best presses the pace of the one you have designated as the best early? Which horse, if you figured the times would press that the most. Which horse would be close to the lead and press it the longest? That's your best press. You have to look at several racing forms to see that. It's pretty well tell. French Comic, which you have immediately seen of his last route, and I'm going to penalize him for running a poor sprint. Of his best route, he was pressing very close at the first and extended his early the longest. Any question of that, Dave Shearer?
Is that
29 main? Well, you're going to use the race. Yeah. It says use most recent route. That's it. They started off not on the lead, but pressing that lead and then taking over. The horse that presses second best is between Fast and a Half and Bailey Black. Both of them press for 112. The sprint. I would say, just from looking at it, that the one who presses the most effectively is Bailey Box, because it wins when it presses. So does Fast and a Half. What the hell? Who's going to say? But Fast and a Half is more sustained than it is a presser off the last race, which is not a route, so we go to the first route. What does he do? In those two routes, he wins one. So it's a toss up. Both Fast and a Half and Bailey Box. Put in Fast and a Half as your best presser if you feel that's. And put in your early presser, Bailey Box. Or vice versa. It doesn't matter. They both have to be in the race. You know what I mean? Does anybody not see that? I see a confused look. Huh? Don't agree. If you agree and don't believe it, you're not getting anything out of it. With everybody with a confused look on their face, say something. Who presses the pace they ran against the best?
Bailey
Box. Bailey Box is Fast and a Half. If you take two races, they're both about the same, aren't they? Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't care which one you make the best and which one you make the best early presser. They're both in there, right? Now, Game Prospector would be fine, except Game Prospector was thrown out because he cannot route and he has a 17% class. We already know why we threw out Ranarod, I hope. Don Vaughn is okay. You got to say Don Vaughn. You've got to make up your mind between Don Vaughn and Fast and a Half. And Don Vaughn, when he wins, is in a sprint. So your choice is that when he wins a route, it's at Fawner, and it's at 112 and 1, which is the fifth slower than those other horses. So Don Vaughn is an early presser, or an early horse that doesn't compete with your other early, so you've just thrown out Don Vaughn. And maybe it's hard for you to do. You've got to do it. Now, who's your best sustained horse? Kettnerov is out because of class and stall of the water. You've got to make some distinction. It's a space race. So who do we like as our number one sustained horse? French Comic is early. You've got to go by there. I agree. He starts off, he makes his gradual move. He's not as early as the other pressers, so he's obviously a sustained horse. And his only successful route is 3.5, 1.5, and a win. Presses a sprint. He's not a horse you're going to get too excited about. But you feel he should be in there as a...
You're talking about him being in the computer.
Yeah, you want the best sustained horse in. Who do you think's the best sustained horse? I don't know. I would think, when you really look at it,
49.
You might find it very difficult to find the best sustained horse. I did.
Did you throw that Blair's Cove out because of class? The only place he shows anything is in close company in that state.
Why did I throw him out? See where it says okay?
Yeah, you put him out on there, but I see he earned his money in the closed races, in those two state races. That gets me excited.
Well, most people are going to put him in off two races back at Canterbury. You put him in, he ran a 90 speed rating on an 08 variant, right. And he's as close as we have to sustain, doesn't
he? But he was ducking open company.
If you want to put him in, he's not going to come out. Trust me.
Yeah, 144 at Canterbury is not making it. That's a very kind of hard track.
You put him in, the computer sticks him out. You and I might not put him in, but the rule of thumb is that someone's going to put him in, and you got to accept that fact. So he's got to be. I put him in as the best sustained. We don't have a sustained pressure. We got it down to four horses, and he got it down to three horses. He came in 1, 2, 3. But can everyone in this room honestly tell me they got it down to three horses? Please.
Can't
race. Who are the five you put in?
Well,
everybody contributed.
All right.
We won.
Prince Comic, bailed on the fat, but we overran around.
Yeah.
What was it? Can you briefly tell me why we ran around out?
Yes, sir. Look at the chart.
Okay. Oh, the chart or the pattern.
Look at the acceleration. That's why I put him in there. Because somebody said just what you did to me. And I said, okay, I will put him in and let's see what he does. He backs up. He's already backing up. He's going to go over to 113. And then does he make a big move upwards? No. He just dribbles. It's almost like seeing spit running down.
Now there's an image that'll stay with us all.
So that's why I would throw it. If you put him in, you're not going to get him. Go ahead, want to put him in? Put him in. But this whole exercise was designed to show you why you feel. Okay, you got it down to, anybody need more than those four horses? All seriousness.
Yeah, if you're your favorite slow learner, can you skip by this Don Vaughn one more time? I'm not quite sure I buy her in. Okay, so he's slow at 47-1, but he's within a ticker, even better at 112, and he finishes that last race and one runs close to 146-2, and yet we cast him out as being too slow. You're talking too slow that first fraction, is that right? Don Vaughn, the number one horse on page 22.
Okay, well, how do we? It says too slow for.
For E,
early speed.
Early. It's too slow. It has to run early. E says it's an early horse. Right? The only time it does well is when it's on the lead, right?
And that, on the mud when he caught slow fractions at 6 furlongs.
On the Bonner race, he was in the lead. That's the only one he does well. He's on the lead at the Tarvin race at 110 and 1 in the mud.
Yes.
It's a sprint, but that's his style. He dies, he tries to get the lead and dies 2 races back. He tries to get the lead and finally does and dies 1 race back. You can put him in and you'll have 2 over here to make up for the fact that you have not put in 1 here. So now you've got 5 more, right?
Wait, that's confused. What's that going to do to a person in the end?
The readouts are here. Well, the readouts are, I guess they're not in here, are they?
Yeah, you got them.
Here they are.
Yeah, page 25.
Here they are. Here's ours that I put in this race. We actually won this race. This is kind of Don Jones. Took home the exact thing this race. Now, I did not put in your horse, but had I put in your horse, you can see what you want. Put him in if you want. We got to end up with 4 horses. The best early. Best presser, the second best presser, or the horse that really was tight to presser, and put raw in just to show you. So on the early energy, French and fast, and Bale come in first, second, third. On the hidden energy, Barragut French comes in first and Bill Buck comes in second. The reason those are printed out is that our model with early Denton gets it 1, 2, 3. Put them in. So we put in there. Did everybody have all the horses they want in that race? Does anybody opt for anybody else? This is a chance, this is a good opportunity. There are very few of us here. It's a good opportunity to take up arms against anybody who
says,
huh? He's in. We put him in, you're absolutely right to have him in. He's in. We put him in here. Fast, see, we got him here. Fast is this horse. Bale is this horse.
This?
Well, that horse that you want
to put in
is this horse. Bale is this horse. And this horse is this secondary freshman. So they're all, what was your name of your horse?
Don Vaughn.
No. Don is this one. We're all in, right? Okay. Ask yourself this question. Would you all agree that that's the way it should be? Show some enthusiasm, agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Light.
Yeah. Light. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. Now. How does the race shape up? We've got four horses who are in the early pressure category, right? And a fifth who's in the sustained. Now look at the horse that we've designated sustained and see if you really think that he can catch up to the leaders in this race. Which one did you say was going to be sustained?
Blair's Cove.
Blair, right here. That's how you do the matchup. It's so simple. So here you've got an early pressure, early pressure, and a sustained. There's your one sustained horse. Now when you have a field like this, you should say, hey, it's crying out for a real hot sustained horse. So who has the best third fraction of all these horses? Who has the best light energy load?
Fast,
probably.
Charlie
actually,
does.
It's Bale.
Bale.
Yeah. Rider Rock came out second. That's all it had. Look at what it's in relationship to. Who had the best final two practices? In what order? It's spelled out for you here. Look under hidden. French had the Bale had the best hidden. French had the second best hidden. Fast had the third and ran the fourth. So the race is being run between the three early pressures. Did anybody not agree with that? Those are the horses that are going to be around at the end. Now the question is what order? You're going to bet Bale Bucks. And if you can't say to yourself that you can choose between French and between Fast, the problem is solved for you. You bet all three of them. Why? Because look at the odds. You give up if you don't have this race. This kind of money. You got one horse going off at 28-1, one going off at 320-1, 370-1. And it's an exact race. So if you can't make up your mind, just throw in French. Bet the other two. That's the other two, and throw in French. And then play the exacta with all three, and you're going to make money both ways. Your computer program will give you
if you were there, your computer, but looking at it from hindsight, you might not be able to see it. Look at the key in total energy. French has got almost 2 feet per second better total energy. Does not that help you separate? Now, the energizer in this race, the horse that best early, that sustains its early the longest, is, it says right here, energizer French. And it tells you that the race is going to be run early. We talked early this morning about Paragon A and Paragon B, did we not? We said that when the same horse is the best on Paragon A and Paragon B, it's a dynamite choice. French is everything. Best early. Best Paragon A, best Paragon B. French is the number one early, number one sustained, number one presser, number two hidden, number one factor X. With all those other ones, it doesn't surprise anybody that he's fourth best late. Now, the track has been running late. You just hold, like this, hold your ticket and pray to God that the horse held on. It may not have. He might have come in second and bailed of us won the race. Any questions on this?
What is the VR stand for?
Doctor.
Yeah, E/VR, N/VR, L/VR,
page 24.
Acceleration.
Oh
yeah, that's code. See, look up in the right hand corner, it says E.
Deceleration
ratio, and E is an EDR, the early deceleration ratio, M is the immediate deceleration, late in the total.
Okay.
See the energizer, the horse is going to be marked. You also say that when he sets the horse on the
way. Yeah, he may not take the lead. The energizer doesn't always take the lead, but he's the one, he's the genuine horse that will be ultimately be in the lead.
So he could press the things rather than set them off?
Yeah, because he would take over at some point. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Could we pick any one of those and run through that 1,000 miles?
Run through your program?
Pick any of these horses and run through the course.
Oh, sure.
For 1,000 miles.
Yeah. That'll help you.
The road looks like it would be extremely valuable.
Yeah. Well, look, that is finally demonstrated that it's an accurate figure. His early acceleration is 0.05 off, he loses a head or something. Minus six because he's 2x behind that. I put in an arbitrary pace here, not the pace of the race, but he's off of my arbitrary pace.
So you're on the trend, is that correct?
Yeah. I created an arbitrary pace. Not if I used the pace of the race that they ran again. I just created an arbitrary pace.
Is that indicated?
No, it's just, like I said, you do this in the privacy of your own bedroom, and you put in whatever damn you want to put in, just so you get a series of lines and numbers. They all might be minus, so the horse is the least minus.
What's your arbitrary pace? 45, 110, and then 32, 33.
Well, I think I'm about 107 and 109. That should be a 9, and kind of came out like 107. 109 and 31, things like that I put in there.
I was just trying to understand this.
Well, you put in whatever you want. If you want to say that the pace of this race is 45, 110, and 4, and 142, you do that. Then that would be, and everybody is under that pace.
Let me try a different one.
Yeah.
I took a shot at this before, but the code is not really what they lost in the first race, and not from the first to the second, the length behind that.
It's the what they lost to whatever pace you put in. You put in the pace of the race they ran against, you get in a dangerous situation sometimes. You ran against all sorts of different things. So you put in a composite, arbitrary, made-up pace of the race, which every horse is running slower than.
Okay.
Then you get then you have no idea that then there's no horse that goes way up. Dick likes it the other way, he likes to see him go up.
No, that's fine.
But you, whatever it pleases you, you win.
The question code would be the length lost through that one in the, well, that would have to be length behind of the first call, but this F1 to F2 would be the length he lost during the second.
Right. To that pace.
Right.
He lost two lengths to this pace that arbitrarily put in.
Yeah.
And I put him in all against that arbitrary pace, and that's how they rate it.
But it is length lost.
Right. Lost for game.
Therefore, losing ground during the